When you have fallen, when you have made a mistake, the worst thing you can do is criticize yourself. At the end of the day, life can be very painful. We can experience loss and worry and the insomnia of reoccurring heartbreak and hardships. It is inevitable. It is self-compassion that gives us the power to face our failures, to face our fears, to face our insecurities, to face what we don't like about ourselves and come out on top.
When you're down, find a way to get up. I've been there. I go through it like anybody else. But I have a job to do in this world, and so do you.
The real challenge of growth, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, comes when you get knocked down. How you handle it, that's where the growth takes place. Evaluate where you are. Look at it, assess yourself. Assess yourself and assess the situation. What brought you there? What role did you play? All of us are self-made, but only the successful will admit it. If you want to begin to move, you've got to clear your mind of all the unnecessary luggage and baggage that's weighing us down.
I'm telling you from personal experience, I know what my life was like when I put in 55. I know what it was like when I didn't try. I know what my life was like when I didn't care. I know what my life was like when I didn't have any dreams or any goals, like I didn't want anything. I know what my life was like. Now I'm putting in 120, baby. You put in 120. Not only does it affect your life, it affects your family's life. It affects your friend's life. It affects your community's life. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? I'm challenging you. I'm challenging you to get from where you are. I'm challenging you to stop settling. I'm challenging you. I'm challenging you. I'm challenging you to stop accepting the life that was given to you. I'm challenging you to give 120%. Are you hearing me?
Trying is not good enough. Trying is not going to get you there. We need potential. We need application. We need dedication. We need motivation. We need discipline. We need to understand that work must be applied. And even when you don't want to do it, find a way to do it anyway.
I'm coming back, and I'll be stronger and better because of it. You have got to make a declaration that this is what you stand for.
If you are going to win the fight for your future, then you are going to have to master self-compassion. Face the conflict. Embrace rather than avoid challenges. And you don't give up on yourself. Do not give up on yourself. When you find yourself criticizing yourself, negatively comparing yourself to others, try to find inspiration in their successes and strengths instead of feeling threatened.
You're standing up for your dreams. You're standing up for peace of mind. You're standing up for health. You want it, and you're going to go all out to have it.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
An elephant thinks run.
The animal kingdom respects the lion more than any other animal in the jungle. You see, lions hunt during storms, and they do most of their hunting at night. They hunt during storms because the noise and the wind makes it hard for prey to see and hear them. That's the lion's mentality.
And it's all mentality.
Lions walk around fearlessly, and they are in charge of their own destiny. I'm going to need you to tap into your lion mentality and conquer your territory. You do not have to be the biggest. You do not have to be the smartest. You do not have to be the fastest. But you must adopt the mindset of a lion.
Have the love for your grit. Have the love with every rep that you push out. It is up to you to get the most of everything that you work so hard for.
What is the lion's mentality? Fearless courage, bravery, leadership, never willing to surrender, and will fight unto death. Do you have a lion's mentality?
Are you prepared to work? Are you prepared to dig? You got to fight. You got to push. You got to give everything you have. All you need is the power, the strength, and the tenacity to give it everything you got.
Maybe you're just buried in debt, bills. Maybe you need to stand up for something you love or believe in that others don't understand. Don't stop. Do not give up. Do not give in. Be courageous. Be fearless in going after what it is you want to manifest in your life. Maybe you have tried time and time again, and nothing has worked. Maybe you have become discouraged because you have been on the hunt for your goals for years with no rewards. Let me share something with you. Lions only hunt 2 hours a day and sleep the other 16 to 20 hours. A lion knows within those 2 hours, they have to give it everything that they have, and everyone better get out of their way because they're going to destroy anything in their path. You must keep hunting. You must keep fighting. There's no guarantee that anything will pay off today. But if you keep going, there are possibilities. The only guarantee is failure if you quit. The guarantee of missing out on your next opportunity and creating the life that you claim you want for yourself.
It ain't gonna be easy. It's not gonna be a walk in the park. There's always more to give. You got to be willing to sacrifice. You got to be willing to hurt. You got to be willing to yell out. Whatever it takes, keep pushing forward. Don't you give up on your life.
Be brave. The lion is brave. Lions are ready to face danger and pain, and they go in 100%. Lions cannot afford to second guess their ability because it could cost them their life. How different would your life be if you were as brave as the lion? What could you accomplish? What would you attempt? What if you decided to believe in yourself and the gifts that you possess? How far could you go? How far could you climb if you just believed in your abilities?
What sets you apart from the pack? Once an obstacle confronts you, you're gonna kick it down. You're gonna overcome. You're gonna rise.
If you trust yourself, it will come to you at the right time in which you need it.
I have too much to accomplish to be satisfied with where I am right now.
Prey doesn't lie there waiting to be eaten. Prey runs, jumps, and does whatever it is necessary to survive the unbreakable bravery of a lion. The lion doesn't stop fighting because if prey puts up a fight. How would your life change if you continue to fight in the face of adversity? What dreams would you accomplish? What barriers could you break down if you kept fighting, even though life is putting up a fight? You are responsible for your results. You know what's best for you, and only you know what it requires to live the life you want to live.
You are enough, and you have what you need to succeed. You are enough. You're equipped for greatness. You're powerful beyond your greatest imagination.
This is the now, and I want to see you working. I want you to dig. I want you to feel it. I want you to struggle. I want you to hurt. I want you to bleed. I want you to fight, because this is that time. Show the world and show up and show out. You got to understand that it takes grit, passion, and determination to get to the level of where you want to be. Beyond the sky, there's a great big universe. Now, what are you gonna do about it?
Be brave. Never surrender. Only you know which path to take in each moment of your life. You must approach the path with bravery. Never surrender. Lions never surrender because they have heart. Lions are the king of the jungle, and they cannot show any signs of weakness. Lions do not make excuses, they execute. And no matter how outnumbered they are, they're willing to die for their dignity. Do you have what it takes to keep going? Do you have what it takes to go that extra mile? Do that extra push-up? Run that extra lap? Lift that extra weight? What if you don't surrender? They may be smarter than you. They may be faster than you. They may be bigger than you. But because you have the mentality of a lion, you will win. You will not be dethroned. You will not be defeated. You will not be detached from your purpose. You will have everything you want because there's a lion within.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But I'm king of my jungle because of my mentality.
Everybody gets knocked down. No matter how tough you think you are, you're gonna fall. And when you fall, sometimes you fall real hard. But that ground is a hard surface. And I'm gonna tell you something, it ain't gonna move because you're laying on it. So you need to rise up, and you need to rise above it, and you need to start moving.
Sometimes you have to back up and go within. And pray and meditate and recharge your batteries. Go away, clear your head, and then come back and look at it from a different vantage point. Don't operate while you're under the spell or the effect of what's going on.
Stop half doing stuff. Stop putting forth 50% effort, 60%. Look, stop. Do it right or just don't do it at all. Are you hearing me? Do it right.
There's a lot of people walking around today. They have unchecked rage, unchecked aggression, unchecked anxiety, fear, insecurity. You're going to have to care enough about yourself to face it and find a resolve.
You got to find out what's the next things you need to be doing. How are you going to push it to that level and go beyond it? How are you going to maximize your time? How much energy are you going to put into this craft?
Everything you have, everything you are, everything you're doing, like it's 78. And what I need you to do is I need you to look at yourself in the mirror and say, come on, quit, stop playing. I deserve to see what my life would look like if I gave 120%.
Stay dedicated. You got to keep on pushing forward. You got to keep on fighting the good fight. You got to put aside the excuses, because excuses won't lift you up. Excuses won't give you the power that you truly need.
You've got to be willing to go against the tide. You've got to be willing to harness your will and say, in spite of this, I'm in control here. I'm not going to let this get me down. I'm not going to let this destroy me.
When you get knocked down, how long are you gonna stay down? When you lose your job, when you lose that loved one, regardless if it's your husband, your wife, your child, whatever it is, do you have the ability to go through the hurt and the pain of that loss? Regardless of what you're going through, the best time you know that you are strong is when you're at the weakest point of your life.
I want you to see yourself in your mind's eye and say to yourself, I love myself unconditionally, and I forgive myself. If I knew better, I would have done better.
To win the war for your future, then you are going to have to master the muscle of self-compassion.
When you are so far down that hole, you looking up and you don't see no light, but yet you know there's an end to this darkness. That's when you'll find out just how strong you really are. Just keep moving forward. If you think that you're going through something so bad right now, wait until tomorrow if tomorrow comes for you. Look at the person next to you. Look at people all over the world if you ever come in contact with certain individuals. And ask yourself, are they going through a lot more than what I'm going through? Because honestly, there are always going to be people that are going through a lot more than you're going through right now.
Remember the past, but do not live in the past. Every mistake you have made up until this very moment, forgive yourself. With forgiveness comes freedom.
You're going to have people to do things to you. Things are going to happen to you. And the most important thing to do is to harness your will and let it go. And move so you can grow, so you can get on with your life. It doesn't matter about what happens to you. What matters is, what are you going to do about it?
This is a process, and you have to hurt just a little bit so you can understand what it means to be strong.
So don't give up on your hopes. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on yourself.
We all have two people. We all have two people. And I'm not saying you're crazy. We have the easy voice. That's that voice that we all love. That's that very comfortable voice. That's that mommy holding you saying, it's going to be okay. Doesn't care how good you are, just loves you. Just loves you no matter how messed up you are in life. So that's that one voice. This other voice that we walk very far away from is a voice saying, hey man, you ain't doing shit. So we try to get this voice out of our head completely. And we live over here in this land. So what you have to do first is turn up this voice over here. The voice saying things to you that aren't nice. That it's in our head saying, you know what, man? Dude, you're not doing shit. I'm not saying to put yourself down. I'm saying listen to the truth. And the truth isn't in the 20%. The truth is in this other part of your brain saying, look, man, you're wasting a bunch of percentage here. We have 80 more percent that we're not tapping into because in this other 80% is suffering, pain, failure, self-doubt, darkness, and then a whole bunch of light. But to get to this light, you got to go through all of this. So a lot of us know that. I can get over here, but over here, man, this is much better because I got to go through this journey that is not fun. This from 20 to 100%, this shit in between is not fun. So we decide to live over here. So everybody goes, how do you do that? You know exactly how to do that. You know exactly, it's not a magic trick. There's nothing I talk about that's a magic trick. It's all back down to a very primitive mindset of we just have to do it. It's like breathing. Breathing becomes normal. Like, we don't know that we're doing it. That's how you have to live your life.